Now, one of the cornerstones of Tiger 21, and it's something, a term I hadn't heard before, is called a portfolio defense. Two things. One, what is a portfolio defense, and why is it such a critical part of Tiger 21?
So the portfolio defense is the following. Every year, the reason we limit groups to 12 to 15 is the groups meet once a month for a full day. And each month, one member of the group does what's called a portfolio defense. They've prepared a set of documents that are the balance sheet, income statement, performance reports on their investment assets. And they filled out about a 20-page questionnaire that goes into issues. What is the meaning of your wealth? What is the purpose? It's just fascinating. One example, when they say, who is your wealth meant to support? In other words, define the family. Some people say my family is my spouse and I. Some people say my family includes my kids. Some people say our family includes our kids and our grandparents. Some people say, no, that includes our spouses, our nieces, nephews, siblings. Some people say it's our whole community. So that's just one example of how people define the purpose of their wealth. But the portfolio defense allows a person in a unique setting, say to 12 peers, here's how I'm thinking about my investment portfolio. Here's how I'm thinking about risk, how much cash I have, how much insurance I have. Do I have too much biotech or too much leverage or not enough foreign currency exposure? Or should I have commodity exposure? And they create a set of documents that have been honed over 20 years so that for 90 minutes, you get to explore with peers who are equally competent and successful, but bring uniquely different perspectives to help you think through the issues of, could you do anything better to have your portfolio perform in ways that are consistent with your particular goals and views? So that's the portfolio defense. And the reason why it's the glue, the secret sauce, if you will, is, first of all, the preparation is extraordinary. Most members who come to Tiger have never gone through that kind of process. So obviously it's different the second, third, fourth, and fifth year. But that first year, you're pulling together information that you generally have not shared, often with yourself, often with your spouse, more often with your lawyers and accountants. You've never seen it all put together in a holistic way that allows you to take a look at it through a perspective and then hear how fellow peers do it. And you have to be open to the experience. People can feel very vulnerable. First of all, most people don't like talking about these things. But once you do talk about it and you see others in the same position, now you've created a bond and an openness between two people that very rarely exists. So if I meet a Tiger member, very often happens from a faraway city and they come and we have lunch, in 5 minutes, I'm having a conversation with that person that I could have with almost nobody else in the world, even if I'm meeting that person for the first time. Because we've both gone through this experience of a portfolio defense, we're both bound by confidentiality. But obviously, within the group, you start to understand people in a way that no other friends or family within our respective lives fully appreciate what is revealed through the portfolio defense.
So you've got to create an incredible area of comfort where people are comfortable, they're okay feeling vulnerable, because I would imagine talking to some people about what's your net worth or how much are you worth or how much, you know, et cetera, several people would probably rather talk about their sex lives than this, because this is very, very personal.
I would say that the magic of Tiger 21 is all in our members. In other words, when you look at how the value of our franchise is, it's really in our members, number one, and in the fact that we're able to create a trusting, transparent, totally confidential setting so that when people walk through the door into their monthly meeting, it's like you've gone through some kind of looking glass, because within that room, you are comfortable and willing and able and maybe even desiring to share things with 12 people that you may not be sharing with almost anybody else in your whole life. And our entire culture is around protecting that precious asset of trust and confidentiality. So obviously, as a community, we have to do a lot of things to ensure that members have absolutely no question that our agenda is to create, for lack of a better term, that sacred space and defend it at all cost, which is really a lot of what I do.